All right, we're back in studio, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, 23 degrees. And a cloudy sky, and I know spring's coming, and the reason I know that's because I got Kim Nelson in here, NDSES Alumni Foundation, smiling at me. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's spring because Dreams Auction.
It is spring, that's right.
Not that far off.
Nope, and you know what? We are ready. We will be ready for that sunny blue sky and a lot of fun on April 14th.
It's It's coming. I'm working on a great forecast for you.
Good. I'm glad. Sun always shines on the cats, you know, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and boy, for your men's and women's basketball team, it's really shining on the cats.
It's really shining. They're putting us, I told them, I sent them an email yesterday, and I said, you guys are putting us on the map nationwide.
Absolutely, and we're rooting for them this weekend, so go Cats.
Yeah, we're excited.
Let's talk about the Dreams Auction. Because every year, it just seems to get bigger and bigger, and you grow this thing, and just when you think it couldn't get bigger, you manage to do it.
Well, you know, and it is amazing. So, like, you know, we look back to in 2019, we had a blizzard. Mm-hmm. We're not having that this year.
No.
20, we had COVID. We're done with that. 21, 22, we went to a smaller venue, not knowing what COVID was going to be like. Last year, where we were at was great, but we couldn't bring all the people we wanted to bring. So this year, we're going back to the BAC. We're going to have, right now, I have over 640 people signed up to attend.
Incredible.
So it's almost double of what we had last year. And we're excited. We're excited to be back at the BAC and open it up and have a little wider, a bigger venue for everybody to be able to socialize and bid. Of course, that was the whole idea as a fundraiser. But one of the biggest things we've always had it, but they love the most about the Dreams Auction is our culinary and our food. It is amazing.
Yeah, they kind of know what they're doing out there.
Oh my gosh. Kyle and BJ are on top of it. And Mary, when she was here, I tell you, it's just amazing what they can do and how they can help those students develop into putting on a big affair like they do.
It's creative.
Great. Yes.
I mean, it's just the ideas they come up with.
Yeah.
And I love it when Kyle comes in here because he always brings me treats.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, there's no finer culinary anywhere.
So we have the culinary doing that. We've got almost $90,000 worth of donated gifts. It is just, again, and I say this every year, we couldn't do it without the community, but we can't. Mm-hmm. We can't do it without the Red River Valley and the community of donors that donate the gifts to the Dreams Auction. And then in return, the people that attend, the bidding that they do. You know, it's a fundraiser, it's an auction, but it's also a networking to help people understand what we do at NDSCS and what we offer. You know, from our nursing programs to our diesel programs to our dental programs to our culinary, you know, all of the trades and the fields, we as a foundation, we're there to be that fundraising arm to help them. We're in the process right now of working on a cadaver lab. And you think about a cadaver lab, but we'll be the first two-year school to be able to have that. What a unique opportunity for our students. And we do all that because of the fundraising we do with the Dreams Auction.
One of the best two-year schools in the country.
I'm not biased.
It's just fact.
That's
just truth. It's the fact.
Yep.
So are you amazed at all by the community year in and year out what they come up with and are just so willing to say, hey, Kim, here's what I've got.
Well, this is our 28th year. So 28 years they keep doing, you know, and they'll say, well, I'm going to do something different. What if I do this year or that this year? You know, so like we've added experiences. We do a Highway 13. You go to Morton, to Barney, to Winemere and eat and take a bus. We've got Pickerel Lake. We've got three families out on Pickerel Lake and we're doing a progressive pontoon ride. We've got the seafood boil.
Sure.
The seafood boil has become the premier gift of the whole Dreams Auction. It's amazing. Every year it goes higher and higher, and I'm like, this is crazy. But it's all for a good cause, and that's what we appreciate, you know. We do, people come up, you know, Chanhassen gifts down in the cities, Twins tickets, Vikings tickets, tickets to some of the concerts that are coming up in Fargo and Grand Forks, you know, all those things. And people just willingly donate, and that's what's really neat.
And almost $100,000. in donations.
We could end up with $100,000. We're still taking gifts through the weekend and Monday, and then we're going to put the book together. April 1st, the book will become available online, so you can scroll through and see what gifts. So here's the thing: if you haven't gotten a ticket or a table yet, mm-hmm. you need to call me immediately because the tables are down to just a few left, and I will take a few tickets. You know, I'll sell some tickets individually, but I need to know that before the 30th of March. We don't sell tickets at the door. This isn't a place where you can go and just buy tickets last minute. So if you're thinking at all about going, you need to get a hold of me right away, 671-2187. But if you can't be in attendance and you want to do it from home or you're on the road, we have online bidding. All of our silent auction items, so probably 70% of it, will be online. So you can bid from anywhere.
How convenient is that?
And last year we had 14 states represented, 14 states of alumni that bought something, and we just ship it out, you know? So I can't quite ship a TV, but, you know, there's a few things. But if you want to pay for the shipping, I will. Mm-hmm. But you can actually help and support by bidding that night and not even be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What
you
a
miss
great,
out on
what
the bacon gr- and the
oh,
shrimp. But
what
you
a
still,
great event.
Yeah, it is.
You know? And the alumni, too. I mean, they jump all over this, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You're in.
Our staff is fantastic.
It.
I mean, you know, we, the staff and the people that are helping with the committee mm-hmm. are just fantastic. It's got some work behind it, but
sure.
it's a work with passion. You
Without
know?
A
so,
doubt.
Yeah.
Kim, anything else you want to add before we wrap up this segment? I got you in to talk Rotary, but we're going to talk Dreams Auction, too, a few more times before
we'll,
the event.
Yeah, we'll do it two more times. But if you want to go to our website, ndscsalumni.com, if you need to donate a gift, please give us a call at 671-2247 as soon as possible because we want to get that book done and get the pictures and all of that. If you want a ticket, you can call me directly, 671-2187, or call the office and they'll get you to me. So,
but don't wait, folks,
don't
or
wait.
You could be shut out.
Nope,
yeah,
nope.
Definitely.
Please let us know as soon as you can. I've got like five tables left. So if you had a table of eight, it's $800, you know, $100 a person. You know, gather your friends or your neighbors and grab a table quick. And
what a great evening.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for having us.
You bet. Kim, always great to have you in here, and go Cats.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. 917 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up with this guy. Bill Dablo.
I love this station.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
That's big, big, big.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Wish I had a car. Top rope down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so